And with Gary Forrest after Shildon's 3-0 victory over Sunderland RCA this afternoon. Congratulations, Gary, another win and another clean sheet. With respect to RCA, it looked early on like it was going to be quite a few goals today.
Yeah, it's probably one of the most frustrating games I've been involved with, to be honest with you. I've never seen a team create so many chances and miss so many chances. Missed the target, hit the goalkeeper, tried to go around the goalkeeper. Just one of them days, I think, where I think we got more and more frustrated because we didn't get the third goal. But it was strange. It was really strange. But on another day, we could have had a few more. But the win's the win. It doesn't really matter. The goal difference isn't going to be an issue, I don't think. I think the most important thing is the 3 points, and we kept a clean sheet, and as long as we keep doing that, we'll be all right.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, 3 points is vital, really, at this stage of the season, isn't it, no matter how it comes?
Yeah, that's all that matters, are the points at this stage. Whether you score in the last minute, lucky deflection, don't really care, as long as we pick up 3 points. We knew it'd been a decent week for us, but we also knew that both Marske and Morpeth would win today. So, it was important that we didn't slip up. I thought we started pretty well. I thought we moved the ball well. We got into the great areas. We just didn't take the chances when they came along. But, we can't complain. 3-0 and you're frustrated that we could have scored, but could have scored a few more.
And like you say, it was expected that Morpeth and Marske would win today. And, of course, we've got a massive game now coming up on Monday night.
Yeah, it's going to be a tough match. I think Morpeth won 6-0 today. So, we've got to go there, and I think the pressure's on Morpeth to beat us, though, isn't it, really, to be honest with you. So they're going to have a go at us. They've got some good players. We'll have to see what happens on Monday night, but, if we can come away with something from that game, then, that'll be a good result for us.
And with Mars kind of slipping up a few times in the last week, do you think it's coming down to more or less a two-horse race now?
You can't rule them out altogether, but it's starting to look more like that, isn't it? I mean, they've got a really difficult run in, Mars. They always had a difficult run in. It was always going to be a tough challenge for them anyway, to be honest. I think if they win the games in hand now, I think they're nine or 10 points behind us, if they win the games in hand. So, they're relying on... They're probably going to have to pick up maximum points and hope we drop 10 points from here.
Yeah.
Neither of them's going to happen. Mm-hmm. So the chances are Marske have got a little bit too much work to do. But until it's mathematically certain, then we've just got to keep taking one game at a time.
Yeah.
Don't really look at what the opposition is doing.
Yeah. And just to look one for the game ahead, yes, I know it's one game at a time, but looking one for the game ahead, we're also back reinstated into the League Cup semi-final now against North Shields. How do you see that game on Thursday night?
Not interested at the moment. It hasn't even entered my head, to be honest with you. All I'm bothered about is Monday. Let's get Monday out of the way, and I'll start thinking about Thursday or Monday night after the Monday game.